Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyways, the talk show where we are making the world a polite place to live. We discuss a variety of topics and always enjoy interacting with our listeners. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now here's your host, John Maxwell, certified speaker, 25 plus years, master trainer, and coach, Miss Donna.
Today is Sunday, June 4th, 2023. This is Donna Paige Riley. We are broadcasting live from the wonderful, partially stormy city of Atlanta. I've heard a lot of thunder here. So just hoping that we can certainly continue our show. But anyway, yes, thank you for joining us. I am so excited. We're going to actually be discussing my newest book, which is called What is Business Etiquette Anyway? So excited and happy about that book. We're also going to take time to discuss maybe you have some sticky, thorny situations you've been faced with. You have some etiquette questions that you would like us to answer for you. You can certainly send those to us at etiquetteladies@gmail.com, etiquetteladies@gmail.com, or if you prefer, you can go ahead and contact us live by phone, and the number is 516-418-5894. Once again, 516-418-5894. I want to answer, since, of course, the name of the show is What is Etiquette Anyway? I always like to start by simply answering that question. Since it is an etiquette show, of course, that would be proper etiquette to do that, right? And we know we have listeners that may be listening for the first time, so that's why I certainly like to address this in the beginning. So etiquette is just simply a set of rules of behavior. And by using these rules, you know what? People make living with each other more pleasant. And isn't that what you would like for, you know, to be able to live a little more comfortable and peaceful and pleasant? Of course, the word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Now, who we have to thank for this is Charles I and II of England, because they copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So, you know, shout out to Charles I and II. Grateful for that. Well, once again, welcome, welcome. I want to bring on my co-host here. She's certainly no stranger. You've heard her co-hosting several times. We're going to check on her. Hey, Jacqueline, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you all?
I am doing well. Happy Sunday to you.
The same to you all.
Thank you so much. And like I said, I've been hearing quite a bit of thunder here this evening. So, you know, I think it was raining a little earlier, but the show must go on, right?
That's right.
Absolutely. Yes, yes. Well, once again, everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. Always so grateful that you take time to, you know, tune in with us on a Sunday evening. I enjoy receiving messages and emails from you all about enjoying the show, and certainly am grateful for that. Well, listen, again, I am just so excited. I don't know if you all have had an opportunity to hear about my newest book, which is called What is Business Etiquette Anyway? In case you have not, for some reason, have not heard about it, that is the title. It's called What is Business Etiquette Anyway? Key Strategies for Building Successful Working Relationships. And, you know, many times people ask me, well, I mean, who is it for? Is it for, you know, people that just don't know how to act, or who is it for? No, my answer generally is if you work with someone other than yourself, then you could actually benefit from this book. So in other words, if you interact with anyone else besides yourself, I know I was on someone's show and they asked me that, and I gave them that answer. And the host said to me, she said, oh, if you just work by yourself, then you're going to have some conflict, so you probably need to read it as well with yourself. And I thought that was pretty funny. but yeah, it's just, you know, I think down deep that we all want to be able to feel comfortable about, you know, interacting with others. And, of course, you know, doing this, I believe that our work situations would be much more peaceful and calming and, you know, a little less stressed, because oftentimes people are stressed because there is, you know, some strife going on, or people just are not agreeing. And you know, I'm not saying that you have to agree with everyone, because, you know, no one agrees with everyone. But knowing the, you know, I would like to say a diplomatic way to disagree, you know, makes a huge, huge difference. What do you think about that, Jacqueline? You know, just kind of being able to get along with others.
Well,
and that's where
it doesn't just apply just to, you know, one individual office, even if you work by yourself. You take what you know and learn from business etiquette, and you have to take it on the outside, because you can't just do business on the inside. You know, at some point in time, you have to branch out and go out, and then you're dealing with others, you know. So it can prepare you for the outside as well.
Mhm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And you guys out there, did you know that the use of proper business etiquette can actually be the determining factor, you know, between you and your competitors, or between you and your coworkers? And oftentimes, and I've been actually teaching and training on this subject for over 30 years, and oftentimes people think they really automatically have good etiquette, but that is so not the case. And in most cases, it's just not the case. Many do not. And it's not like it is a course, you know, that is offered in school. You know, it's not even, you know, it's not an elective, and it certainly is not at this point a mandatory course or a class that you actually take. And it's pretty unfortunate, for the simple fact, you know, these are additional social skills training is really what it is. And oftentimes when people think of, you know, a class, you think generally of really academic combined with the social skills, which is soft skills in essence. That's what helps make a person, you know, a little more well-rounded, you know. So that's another reason. You're going to hear me talk about reasons why it is so important. And again, you can certainly join the conversation, or you can send us a message. And this may be, I don't know, this may be a show where we receive more messages than people actually calling in, which that is fine, whatever is most comfortable for you. But yeah, as I said, you know, oftentimes people don't, they think they automatically have it, but it's not something that you receive by osmosis, if you will. It's just, you know, we have to kind of seek out this kind of training and this kind of information in order to just simply make us be the best that we can be. And oftentimes, if someone who believes in continuing to grow, this is something that is very important. You know, many times we have to take so many, you know, I guess, continuing education classes and things of that nature to just help us to continue to grow and to help us continue to evolve. So you can certainly look at this as the case as well. And because I believe, Jacqueline, I don't know about you, how you feel, but I believe that, you know, people really at their core want to really be the best they can be. I know I do. I want to be the best I can be. And oftentimes that is going to include, you know, continuing to grow, continuing to learn, because it is necessary. We are certainly lifelong learners. You know, there's always something new to learn.
Exactly.
And it mm-hmm. Yeah, just so important.
Know, mm-hmm. Right. You know, it's not like, you know, a lot of people in business, and I'm speaking for a lot of them that's in business for themselves, you know, yeah, they know about their business, but communicating in a different new world here when it comes down to, you know, the business etiquette, they have to know, you know, how to present themselves, you know, how to conduct themselves with others. It's just like it's really communicating. And, you know, it's, you can't take, you know, forgive me, somebody that, you know, really from the ghetto and says, oh, you know, they're business owners and all they know is their slang, you know, different slangs. And that doesn't work. You know, you have to, you know when to use them and when not to use your slang when you're conducting business. You know, people want to do business with others who carry themselves like professionals. I don't know how you know, what you think about that, but, you know, I've dealt with a lot of them like that. And believe me, when it comes down to business, my business, I don't really feel comfortable, you know, using another business that don't know how to conduct themselves, don't know how to communicate very well, and, you know, is just using the other slangs when, you know, I don't even know what they're talking about, you know? I want to know exactly, you know, what you're talking about and not use, you know, the slangs. And, you know, I want to speak business, you know, speak to me in a business manner.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
yeah.
To me, the business etiquette is, you know, something that they don't really teach in, you know, in college business classes and stuff like that, or, you know, high school, or, you know, even grade school, you know. A lot of them don't know. And, you know, teaching that, it actually prepares them for, you know, getting out there in the real world here, you know, business world, and with respect. And that, you don't even have to be in business. It's really respect.
You are absolutely correct. And, you know, just kind of knowing the best way to put your best foot forward, if you will. And like you said, because I know you're a business owner, and yeah, you kind of look at people generally. You seek out when you're looking for, if you need you're in need of a service, or you're looking for a product. And I do have, in fact, I do cover that as well in the book. And that is, you know, do you interact with customers? And so, yeah, oftentimes people are looking for people who can conduct themselves in a professional manner. That generally helps others to feel more comfortable in doing business with you. And I talk about, in that particular chapter, I talk about, you know, does it matter, or should it matter, what side of the, you know, the country you're on, or what side of your city you're on? Should that matter in how you conduct yourself in business, or should that matter about how others conduct themselves that want to do business with you? And oftentimes it does matter, but it should not matter. Because, well, you know, if everyone is communicating and putting their best foot forward, and of course we know with customer service, you know, we know that You used to hear the customer is always right, and that's not necessarily the case. Sometimes the customer is not right. However, you know, you can, the way you conduct yourself and the way you interact with that customer will make a huge difference in making sure that they feel, you know, that perhaps they are right. But it's going to take, you know, the breakdown of that particular communication and that interaction, which is so very, very vital.
Right. And, you know, it in so many ways, it does matter. For me, it does matter because you're dealing with people nowadays more than ever from different countries. And in different countries, when you're on the phone communicating, and there's a language barrier there, and, you know, you have to know how to communicate, you know, and that's where the business etiquette come in at, because a lot of times you'll call a certain place and you're getting somebody in India. You'll get somebody in a whole other country, and you can't really understand, you know, when you're speaking to them. And, you know, they may be able to understand you very well, but the language, you cannot really understand them in patience. You have to have patience and know how to deal with people that actually have accents or, you know, that you have to deal with sometimes on a daily basis. You know, there's a barrier there. And some people don't know how to deal with them, and some people get frustrated, and a lot of other things be said. But, you know, patience and knowing how to deal with people, you know, from other countries with accents, a different, you know, language altogether. You know, it can be overwhelming sometimes. I know because I've been in that situation, but then I have to stop and think and, well, where am I calling, you know? And when I find out I'm calling somebody all the way in India or something, okay, you know, I have to, I'm trying to be polite. Do you have any place local here in the U.S. or whatever, you know, because I can't understand or, you know, what are you telling me? You know, I want to get a full understanding. And it, you know, it calls for patience and understanding. And, you know, like I say, some people get frustrated and things escalate and it's not good business practice, you know. And I know from the other business that I have, I have to deal with, you know, other people from other countries. So it's, you know, knowing what to say and when to say it and how to say it.
That's
so,
exactly,
you know, that's
right.
Why it does make a big difference for me, you know. Because some of the things, it's one of my biggest pet peeves, and the others don't, you know, have not gotten, you know, that far in, I want to say, in training, you know, to be able to explain themselves because of the language barrier.
I agree with you 100%. Even just this past week, I called a company, and I had interacted with this particular company before. It was a customer service issue, and they, you know, were very, very polite, but not really understanding really what I, you know, was needing assistance with. And so, but they, you know, even though they didn't understand, they were still very polite. And so what is so important is that, I mean, you kind of alluded to that just a moment ago, that it's not necessarily what you say, but it's how you say it. And I agree with you about the patience. You have to be patient. So that means if I know I'm going to interact with someone who may not understand me and I may not understand them because of the language barrier, I'm going to try, and it might not always, you know, be the case, but I'm going to try to reach out at a time where I'm really not rushing, because I know generally when you're rushing, you're more frustrated and you have less patience. And so, and I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm really glad that you, you know, really alluded to that about the patience, because that really is so important to be impatient. Because if I'm rushing and I'm in a hurry, I already know that my patience level is a little bit lower than what it should be if I'm, you know, stressed and rushing and things like that. And generally when that happens, then you're going to come off with the exact same thing when you're interacting with other people. You know, I like to say, you know, right, that's a spirit and that will transfer. And then the last thing you want to do is have two impatient people that are going back and forth, and you're not going to get anything accomplished. And so, exactly. Yeah, so that is a great point. Mm-hmm, that's a real good point. And I do, in fact, I have a chapter in What is Business Etiquette Anyway? Are you planning to conduct business overseas? And just, but I like how you you were just saying interacting. The interaction is just really, really key. That's really good. And some of the other things that are covered, actually, everyone, in the book is how to make a great first impression. Of course, I know we've heard all along that you only have one chance to make a good first impression. And so, you know, whether you are interviewing for a position, whether you are speaking with someone trying to secure new business or a contract or something like that, that first interaction is really, really key. And so, you know, you want to make sure, because that's your first, you never get a second chance to make a first impression. I think that's been said as well before. I think people may be familiar with that, you know, kind of how to confidently introduce yourself and what? Others as well. Mm-hmm. That's really but important to know, you know, how to
you
do
know,
that
whenever
you
get a chance. I mean, so I would like to share one of my experiences recently, you know, that I had. I would like to share, if we have time, you just let me know, because I don't want to, you know, feed into any other, you know, I want to say callers, questions or anything like that, but just let me know if it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go right ahead. We'll be stopping for a break in just probably about two. Well, I tell you what, let's take a break. Then I'm going to come back and we'll pick up from where we are. So, guys, thank you all so much for listening. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be back in just a moment. Stay where you are. Let some other people know that we're on. Send us your questions, your comments. We would love to actually be able to interact with you, okay? So we will be right back in just a moment. Please don't go away.
Have you ever dreamed of becoming an author? You've wanted to write a book but are not sure of how to get started? Or perhaps you want to write a book but you hate writing? The truth is, most of us have information and testimonials inside of us that need to be shared. Did you know that reading about your story can possibly change the trajectory of someone's life for the good? People are waiting and needing to be guided, directed, inspired, and encouraged. And this can happen just from reading your story. CourteousPublications.com can help you write your book and get it out. We offer virtual workshops and one-on-one coaching sessions. And if you don't want to write it yourself, we can write it for you. For more information, go to CourteousPublications.com. That's CourteousPublications.com. CourteousPublications. PUBLICATIONS.com, or you can send an email to CourteousPublications1@gmail.com. We help want-to-be authors write books.
Welcome to ProMixGlobal.com. ProMix Global will help solve your audio recording and production needs, whether it's song recording, mixing and mastering, CDs, commercials, IVRs, audiobooks, or general voiceovers. ProMix Global is the choice for you. Your project will be delivered on time and on budget. For additional information or to schedule your studio time, go to www.promixglobal.com. Once again, www.promixglobal.com.
Hello, parents. Do you have school-aged children or know someone who does? Listen up. Miss Donna has worked with youth and parents, building confidence and self-esteem for over 30 years. She is a John Maxwell certified master level trainer and coach, as well as a certified DISC trainer. Since numerous parents have asked Donna for advice regarding their children and teens, during this challenging time, she is offering special coaching sessions right now. Participating in these sessions will help your youth to become more inspired and motivated during the pandemic and beyond. Testimonial. Sarai Blue says, Miss Donna's training motivated, uplifted, and encouraged my children, ages 5, 9, and 15, and they are excited and feeling confident again. If you are interested or know someone who is, quickly go to www.missdonnaspeaks.com. That's www.missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Click Coaching, then Contact, and complete requested info, or send an email to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Hurry, space is limited.
Are you a kind person? When was the last time you initiated an act of kindness? Did you know that genuine kindness is being nice to someone without expecting anything in return? When you are kind to others, it helps to make someone's day, and you will feel good about it also. Use the Kindness is Contagious Journal by Donna Paige Riley to track kind deeds. Or you can use the 120-page blank line journal for whatever you'd like. Go to Amazon.com, type in Kindness is Contagious by Donna Paige Riley to secure your copy today. That's Amazon.com, type in Kindness is Contagious by Donna Paige Riley and secure your copy today. You will see that kindness is contagious.
Congratulations, Ambassador Donna Paige Riley, also known as the Etiquette Lady, for being appointed as Ambassador for Peace by the Universal Peace Federation. Also, congratulations for being a Her Story Award recipient given by the Women's Federation for World Peace USA. They honor your exemplary work of educating others on social etiquette and lending your voice to the right causes based on your journey of overcoming unimaginable challenges. In addition, they applaud your service to your community filled with love and compassion. Donna Paige Riley, may you and your work continue to make the world a polite place to live.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. You may join the conversation by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now back to the show.
Okay, we are back. We are talking about my newest book called What is Business Etiquette Anyway? And just so very, very excited about this book. And in case you joined us late, welcome. And no worries, you will be able to go back and listen to the show in its entirety. But the book is about key strategies for building successful working relationships. Some of the other points that it covers is how to conduct successful meetings. Of course, we all have to meet. And mastering the art of networking, conducting business overseas, we talked about just a moment ago, and interacting with those who may, be from a different country than we are, how to do that, you know, politely and patiently. And in fact, if you are a recent high school student or graduate, college graduate, or high school graduate, if you're entering the workforce, you know, for the first time, you could be a professional development seeker, someone seeking a part-time job, or you may be changing careers. You could be a contractor, employee, or a business owner. If so, this book is certainly for you. So it doesn't matter if you wear a blue collar or a white collar, if you don't wear any collar at all. What is Business Etiquette Anyway? It's written just for you, okay? We do have some messages I'm going to go over. Here's one. It says, Miss Donna, congratulations on your new book. I'm looking forward to receiving my copy because I have the rudest coworkers in America. In parentheses, it says, I'm serious. In fact, I will ask my manager if she will order copies for all of our department employees. Two of them lie and gossip all day. Then they want to work overtime to make up for they didn't get done because they were busy gossiping. How do you tell them to stop lying and that they should be working when they are on company time? Mark in Nevada. That's a really good question, Mark. Thank you so much for sending that. And guys, again, if you have a question or anything sticky, thorny that you think that you would like for us to help you with, then we certainly will do that. Well, he's talking about Jacqueline. He says that they're gossiping all day and lying and gossiping all day, and then they work overtime to make up for the work that they should be doing during that time. Well, you know what, Mark, I address this in my book as well. It's in what is called, it's chapter 12 in what is Business Etiquette Anyway. This particular chapter is titled, Our Work Ethics and Integrity for Everyone. So that's really what that will fall into. Because, of course, quite naturally, he did allude to they are on company time. And, yes, it is important for you to conduct, you know, business, whatever your job is, during that particular time. And, you know, I guess if you have to gossip, and he said that they were lying and gossiping, so, you know, if you have to take part in that, then you probably want to do that on personal time instead of, the actual company time. So, yeah, we do talk about that in the work ethics part. So thank you, Mark, for sharing that. Yes, that's really interesting. I'm looking to, let me see here. I actually see another one here. This one says, Miss Donna, thank you for offering and congrats on your book. I ordered a copy when I received the promotional email. My family has lived in the same neighborhood for 16 years, and everything has been cool until lately. We have a new neighbor that moved in about 5 weeks ago. They have a dog that poops in my and other neighbors' yards, and they don't pick it up. I'm tired of it and not sure what to say. I know what I want to say, but it won't be nice. Maybe you can help. This is from Fred Myers in Chicago. Okay, Fred. Jacqueline? This is, this is pretty common. I remember years ago when I was invited on a show. It was a show that it was an animal show, right? The host just talked about animals, and she reached out to me, and she said, well, can you come on and talk about pet etiquette? And I said, okay, sure. So it just kind of, it reminds me, I reflect back to that, particular show. What is really important, if you are a dog owner, it is just so important that you make sure that you pick up the poop after your dog. I had a neighbor, and I can speak this from a personal point of view. I had a neighbor, and they had a big dog, this big German Shepherd, just sweet dog, just big dog, but they didn't believe in leashes, number one. And number two is he just loved to come to my yard for some reason to relieve himself. And, I mean, I witnessed them sitting, the neighbors sitting on the deck, and they saw this because this dog just went all over the place. He went everywhere. And again, like I said, he was not on a leash or anything like that, but it's so important that if you are a dog owner to make sure that you really should keep, what is the pooper scooper, they call it, and the little bag and just, you know, scoop. And I tell you what someone did, I think a caller called in on that particular show. I was saying that I was on talking about pet etiquette. There was a caller that called in and said that what he did, he got so tired of this happening to him that the neighbor's dog was pooping in his yard. He said what he did is he scooped it up and he took it and put it on their porch. And I thought that was pretty interesting. I know, but I guess he did what he felt he needed to do. Now, I'm not necessarily going to suggest that myself, but I do understand the frustration behind it of him doing that, but he said, you know, his thought was, well, if they don't pick it up from my yard, I'm going to pick it up from my yard and go put it on their porch. And that's what he did. And so I don't know if I would do that, but now I have said something in the past to a neighbor and just said that, and this was not the same neighbor, is that do you realize that your sweet, lovely dog came and left a present in my yard? And this neighbor was so nice and said, oh, no, I didn't realize that. You know, let me know because I'll definitely pick it up. I'm sorry for that. I mean, he was just very nice and polite. So, and oftentimes it's not what you say again, but it is how you say it. And so, but thank you so much for Fred for sharing that, Fred in Chicago. Okay, thank you so much for sharing that because that is real important. And I'm sure a lot of people, well, more probably than not, have either dealt with that situation or, you know, their dog has done that. So you want to be really, really intentional about, you know, watching where your dog goes. And if he does, you know, and you know it's not your dog's poop or anything, it's okay to just nice and politely. And I strongly say it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And especially, I do want to say this, especially the climate that we're living in right now, because, you know, most people seem to be really on the edge. Remember that song that Don't Push Me Because I'm Close to the Edge? Remember that? I'm trying not to lose my head, ha, 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 something like that. I can't remember the group, but I do remember the lyrics. And so people seem to be very on edge nowadays. So you do want to, you know, kind of, I'm going to suggest, you know, interact and handle people very delicately and very nice and, you know, make sure that you are diplomatic as possible. And I'm looking at another one here. And, guys, thank you for sending in these. This one says, Donna, congratulations on writing your What is Business Etiquette Anyway book. This is so timely. What is the best way to tell a coworker that, to tell a coworker that they need to bathe before they come to work? I know they are not homeless, but they are roommates and both stink. I forwarded your show link to my coworker, so please don't share my name. Thank you. Okay. So, well, that sounds like a personal hygiene and grooming situation. And I address that too. That is, let me see here. That is in chapter 5. And chapter 5 is titled, Why is Business Attire and Grooming Important? And I do certainly talk about that grooming piece and, you know, making sure that you're freshly bathed and shaved if you're going into the office. And I think sometimes, Jacqueline, you let me know too, I think sometimes now that people are just kind of filtering back into the office, you know, many of them have been probably working from home for the last year or two, just trying to really get back into the swing of things by going in face-to-face. But, yeah, I'm sure that your coworkers would certainly appreciate if you do bathe before you go, because he just, or her, I don't know, if they didn't give a name, said that they need to bathe before they come to work. And they just summed it up by saying both are roommates, so it must be two of them. Okay, they are roommates and both stink. Okay, so he or she just cut through the chase. And I think we've all experienced somebody that may have not smelled as fresh as possible. But, yeah, we do want to be conscious of that. Especially when you're going back face-to-face and, you know, having to interact with people. And, you know, some people even share offices or cubicles and things of that nature. So we definitely want to be very conscious of that. Thank you for sending that in. I probably hear people out there and listening that are probably thinking, I've been faced with that before. But again, you know, you do want to make sure that if you say something to them, it's not what you say, but it's how you say it. Sometimes people may or may not even be aware that they may not be smelling as fresh as they should. And, you know, and if people who really don't, you know, don't mean it, or, you know, because we've all in the past we've had on deodorant. It could be a hot day. The air may not be working or something. And we started out fresh, but we may not be as fresh as what we think we are, right? So, you know, you do want to have extend a little grace, I guess, as you said. But I can't explain and stress enough that it's not what you say, it's how you say it. So I would not approach them and say, you stink. Okay, I would probably say something a little less offensive. And also, I do want to say this was proper. When you're addressing these kinds of things, you want to pull someone to the side privately. Mm-hmm. That is so important because no one likes to be embarrassed. I don't care who you are or what your title is. It's rude to say something rude to someone in front of someone else. So, you know, none of us like to be embarrassed, right, Jacqueline, or humiliated or anything like that, right? We just don't like that. It's not a good feeling, right?
Exactly. Yeah. You know, but if it's a friend, personal friend, co-worker friend, you know, it's a little bit easier to hear it coming from him rather than a stranger. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's, you know, being very subtle about it and, you know, letting them know that, you know, that they do have an odor or something, you know, and I'd rather be the one to tell you in a friendly way, you know, before somebody else come out and say anything. And, you know, it wouldn't be, how would I put it, as polite as a friend would be to them, you know. It's a way to actually deal with you know, deal with that kind of subject, you know, with a friend.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just kind of that delicate touch. I remember for a couple of companies that I worked for in the past, and I just remember even the HR person coming up to me and asking me if I can go to speak with someone about this exact, very exact thing. And, of course, my first thought was, okay, so you're the HR person, right? And that kind of fall under your description. But I didn't say that, but I went ahead and said something. They, you know, and I remember this HR director, she just said, but you're always so diplomatic, you know, and I think they will just receive from you better than from myself because I'm not as diplomatic because, you know, they're grown and they should know better. And so, and if that's the case, yes, you do. If you feel that you can't be as diplomatic, yes, search out someone that can do that in your area. So that, that is, you know, and I didn't have a problem doing that at all because I always, you know, try to be very, you know, cordial about it. But yeah, so, but yes, but if in case you have joined us lately, late, you're listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show, we're talking about my new book, What is Business Etiquette Anyway, by Donna Page Riley. I am just so excited, and I feel very blessed to have been able to write another book, especially on this topic as well. You know, it talks about interview etiquette, networking. We talk about the difference. And we kind of alluded a little bit, working from home versus working, you know, some of the things that you should please remember to do as you transition back on site. That's really, really important. Let's see here. We talked about interacting with customers, tipping. Thank you. Thank yous are so important. I did want to, well, let me see if I can pick up a caller here, and then I'm going to go over some of the testimonials as well, and that I'm grateful to be able to share. But again, if you did just join us, or if you joined a little bit late, you can certainly feel free to go back and listen to the show in its entirety, for the simple fact that all of the shows are archived. And so you'll be able to do that. Here's one though. It says, this is Dee said, awesome book. Loved reading this book. It provided me with valuable information that I can use in my everyday life. Here is another quick one. It says, this book is a easy read and very comprehensive. I like this book. It hits on a lot of key elements that are very crucial for the corporate or remote environment, actually when it pertains to any environment regarding business in general. This is a must read if you are the business owner. I was excited about all the different information. It's a must read, and I thank you for that. Let's see, great book with useful information for business owners, amazing book containing many different ways to conduct business at a very high level. Great for all kinds of business owners and entrepreneurs. And thank you all for those. I just wanted to read a few. I do want to get these other callers on before we run out of time. And we're going to be able to continue this conversation, though, so no worries. I will identify you by the last four digits in your phone number. You will know that I am speaking to you. So if you would be ready, we'll be glad to hear your comment. The last four numbers is 5634. The last four numbers is 5634. Hello? Hello, 5634. Okay, they may be just on listening. And if you do want to make a comment, and we'll, you know, we'll be glad to hear your comment, whether it's about the book or you have a sticky, thorny type question that you want us to help you with, that will be perfectly fine too. The next number looks like 1156 are the last five, or last four numbers, I'm sorry, 1156. 1156. Okay, they could be just listening, which that's perfectly fine. All right, last four numbers, 8974. The last four numbers are 8974. Hello.
Hi, Monica here, Dr. Monica with Sister Sacred.
Hello, Monica.
Yeah, just saying congratulations on the book, and because our podcast has been running for a while, but we are so happy and pleased to say that Sister Sacred will be back on the air. And so join us tomorrow night at 9. You can use your Spotify, iHeart, or any other player. But it is Sister Sacred, S-I-S-T-A-H, Sacred. And we will be talking about Tina Turner tomorrow night.
Talking about her life, but what I wanted
to say is, the next time you decide to get a little itchy finger to write something, we can talk about streaming, podcasting, talk show, etc. Conference call etiquette, using these various conferences styles, whether it's chatting, whether it's conference calls, whether it's Zoom chatting, all of the various forms, and podcasting, wherever it is that where you're talking among groups, because I have found that some people really just don't know, and sometimes I don't think it's intentional. I think it's because they don't know how to manage conversation in a group. And I don't know whether you would call it group conversation or etiquette online, not etiquette online, but communication online. But I think that's going to be a good one for your next book.
Absolutely. That's a great idea. And you're absolutely right, because a lot of people do not know. They just don't know. And, you know, and many people also don't know what you don't know. And so I think that's absolute great. That's a great suggestion, because there are so many now. You know, there's so many different groups. Exactly.
And if you haven't done it before, if it's new, for some of us it's new, and even the host, I find, sometimes could do a better job negotiating, such as when two people come on your show, it wouldn't happen, but on some conferences, people can talk simultaneously, and so the host has to say, all right, so-and-so, you go first, and whoever, you know, just kind of manage it better. And I've just been noticing that from having been on so many conference calls, Zoom calls, you know, not putting the phone on mute and just coughing, making noise in the background when you know your phone is on, just all those little things. So I think you're going to have an audience waiting for your next book. So maybe that might be one of the top.
Sounds great. Well,
congratulations
always,
again.
Always. Oh, thank you. Always open to suggestions, and absolutely. And we'll do a show on that as well, because, you know, there are so many different platforms. And, you know, oftentimes if people don't know, it's really hard to sort of keep up. And I talk about a little bit in my book with the virtual part, because just, for a quick example. Yeah, a quick example is, you know, if you have to, if you're thirsty and you want to drink or something, it's okay for you to drink while you're, you know, you're on some of these calls, but just mute out once you do that, you know, so people are not hearing you. If you're drinking out of a straw, you know, and all this stuff, and, you know, because everybody doesn't really want to hear that. So that's just a quick tip there. Just kind of mute your mic first, and it's okay. Thanks, Monica, for calling, and I'm glad you, because I definitely wanted to be able to remind listeners to tune in to that on tomorrow. I'm excited, and congratulations on you restarting that, and I know it's going to be powerful, and it's going to be great. And, in fact, what I will do, I'll send out your link to share, because I think this is going to be very powerful. And thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
And,
we can't wait. There was so much about her. I didn't know. I didn't have any idea she was that sick. So a lot of people really want to just talk about that thing and grieve together, you know.
With Tina Turner, yeah. Just, wow. I saw one shorter interview with the daughter, I believe it was, but I didn't see the entire, but really, really interesting. But yeah, absolutely, Monica, thank you so much for that. And I will certainly be tuning in to that and sharing it with others as well. Jacqueline?
Yes. Yes, I'm here. Yeah, I have my cell phone mute, so yes, I'm here.
Well, I know you wanted to share something as well, Jacqueline, before we completed this conversation tonight. I definitely wanted to give you the opportunity to do that as well.
Yes, I just wanted to share. You know, I travel a lot, and on my trip, this last trip where I'm at in Louisiana, passing through, I believe that was somewhere in Mississippi, I had to stop, put gas and everything, and I had, you know, you stop at your regular stations where you know you get your receipts and don't have to go inside the stores or anything like that. Well, I had to stop, get gas, and, you know, my medical situation with the hip replacement, I couldn't get out and go inside the store, you know, to go and get my receipt. It was giving me a receipt from one of my other cards that, you know, it didn't accept, and I had to use another. And once I finished pumping my gas, it didn't send my receipt out. So I politely asked the young man that was working for that station, and I asked him if he could please go inside and bring the receipt to me because I can't walk the distance from where I was parked. And he says, I'm busy right now. I can't go inside. I said, so can you please get me a manager or supervisor? He says, okay. So he left and he went and got the manager to come out, and she says, what can I do for you? I said, well, I come here, I get gas, it's supposed to print my receipt. It did not print my receipt. I said, I cannot go inside because of medical reasons. I said, so I asked the young man if he can get, you know, if he can go inside and get the receipt. He couldn't go in and he couldn't get me the receipt. So I asked him if he can come out and, you know, go in and get a manager. So he brought you to me, and I said, I'm sorry, I cannot get down and go walk all the way over there. I said, is it possible that you can have someone bring me my receipt? And she says, oh, sure, I'll go ahead and I'll get the receipt. And she says, oh, but he wouldn't know, he's autistic. And I looked at her and I said, okay. I said to myself, thank God. You know, if there was somebody else that would have been jumping all over that young man, and he probably wouldn't know what to do or what to say. And I just kept my cool, you know, and I told him okay. And when she did come out, I looked at him and I said, thank you. And he just turned and walked away, you know, but it could have been a total different situation, you know. So it's always, you know, best to be kind to those, you know, you don't really know their situation or what's going on with them. It still pays to be polite, because
that's right.
I had no idea that the young man, you know, was autistic, and he didn't really know. And he couldn't operate on the machine to get the receipt. But he did go in, and I told her, I said, well, he did very well. I said, he got you for me. So, you know, she just thanked me, and I thanked her, you know, and we departed. And I said, and as I was driving, I said, God, thank you for not letting my mouth, my tongue run away with me, you know, because it could have easily, you know, turned out differently. you know.
Right.
And I always says, I praise God all the way, once I get in my vehicle, all the way to my destination and all the way back. And believe me, I was just so pleased that, you know, well, I held my tongue this time and not just run off, you know.
Yeah.
And was really polite to this young man because he didn't understand or know, you know, differently. But he did go did what I asked him to do. So, you know, be polite. You know, it always pays to be polite. Be slow to, you know, to speak in anger yourself, you know. Just
that's right.
Be polite.
Yeah. Scripture too, slow to anger, you know. That's a great, I'm just so glad you shared that because it just, you know, kind of lets people know, again, just kind of stop and think kindness, you know, kindness is very contagious. I talk about that every time I have an opportunity to. It was just being very kind being kind to someone is free. It's totally free. It doesn't cost anybody anything, but just being nice and kind, and you will find that kindness is certainly contagious. If you're kind to someone, more than likely they're going to be kind back to you, or they're going to be kind to the next person. So I am so glad, Jacqueline, I thank you so much for sharing that. I did see one more message, and they asked me how can they get the book. Okay, I am so sorry because I certainly did not say that, did I? What is Business Etiquette Anyway by Donna Page Riley? You can either go to CourteousPublications.com, CourteousPublications.com, and click on, you can just scroll down. You'll see the book in the book spotlight. Or you can go to Amazon.com, type in What is Business Etiquette Anyway by Donna Page Riley. And thank you, Kurt, for sending that message. I didn't even realize I didn't say that. I do want to ask you to save the day, guys. We're going to do the official soft launch and discussion on June the 15th. So please save that date, June the 15th. You'll see some postings coming for that as well. And if you would, follow this show. Oftentimes I don't remember to say that. I have to start inviting people to follow the show. And, of course, if there's a topic that you would like to hear us cover, oh, feel free to let me know, just like Monica did. We'll certainly do that. Thanks again for supporting the show, you guys listening. We appreciate when you listen, when you send messages, when you call. Thank you so much. Of course, thanks to the loyal listeners as well as the new listeners. You know, I'm appreciative and grateful that you're part of the What is Etiquette Anyway family. We appreciate if you would tell your friends and family about this show. Invite them to listen as well. After all, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. And know that that can only be, you know, that can only really happen with your help. And, you know, one person at a time, okay? Never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. That comes from Proverbs 3:3. And as always, I will ask you to please be intentional about initiating an act of kindness, okay? Please initiate an act of kindness. It's, you know, it's really free to do that. You know, you can smile at someone who might be, you know, having a day that may be kind of compromised and they may not be feeling well, or, you know, offer to carry something for someone who has their hands totally full and you may be walking by them and that you don't have anything in your hand, just simply asking them if you can help them, or holding the door open for someone coming behind you. They're examples of acts of kindness, and they are just so free to do that. And not only will you help that other person to feel good, but you'll feel good extending kindness as well. Also, I will go back and post a link to the book on the post as well, because I did not do that, and I will certainly do that. Thank you guys for the reminders. And Jacqueline, again, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to have you here co-hosting. Certainly appreciate it. Appreciate your wisdom, and I thank you again. And guys, again, listen, you know, just never get tired of being nice and loyalty, and just please continue to do that, and make sure that you remember that it's not necessarily what you say all the time, but it is how you say it. And we want to be real conscious on how we say things nowadays, because again, as we mentioned, you know, a lot of people are on the edge for, you know, one reason or another, and we'll have to respect that. And so just try to be as diplomatic as you can be with people, and then, you know, couple that with being nice. All right. Thanks again, everybody, for joining
Thank
us
you.
This evening. Good night. Take care. God bless.
Thanks for listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again next time as we will discuss another exciting topic.